So this is going to take us 2 days. I'm happy to correct the Makoros afterwards. So this is the Pachos Mizah, but we don't have the double blind study. You don't have anonymity on both sides. So Yediyas Ha'ani, Yediyas Ha'ashir, it should be obvious. It's a Milsa de Peshitta that Yediyas Ha'ani would be worse. For an Ani to know who was, you know, supporting him would be much worse. But Yediyas Ha'ashir itself is a compromise. So we prefer to think, you know, the Lishkas HaChashoy. And even greater than that is for it not to be tzedakah to begin with. So let's at least begin today, and you know we'll round out the discussion. And you can't have the discussion one without the other, as we'll see. So pachas mizah sheyeda hanosi and the miyutein veloyeda ani mimilakach. Again, controlling factor being, you know, the kavod abrios kegon gidolei hachachamim. And remember, the Rambam is the one who integrated chachma to be one of the qualities of the gabay tzedakah. So it's really interesting. We'll talk about the role of gidolei hachachamim for the Rambam in matnos aniyim. You already saw an expression of that yesterday. Others took it out, right? You don't have to necessarily be a chacham. You have to obviously be a neman. You have to be knowing kishura. But kigon gidolei hachachamim shayuhochin baseser umashlichin amos bepischei aniyim. They knew where the aniyim lived, and they would just leave money there. V'chazer roi laso sumad letovahim ena memunim bitztaka noagin kishura. So the Rambam says good things about it. It's a malatova, and it's especially valuable if, you know, the people who are really responsible are not being so responsible in terms of tzedaka. We talked about yesterday, Chanina ben Tradion, and the need for us to be, you know, very careful. Chayav adam lizar b'mitzvas aseh shel tzedakah. My diuk in Zihiros is that Zihiros has two definitions to it. So if you know that the gabai tzedakah in your town are misrashel, which is a terrible thing. I'm not saying, like, you know, that's just okay. But if you know that that's the reality, that doesn't negate the mitzvah of tzedakah. So what do? You have to resort to your own devices. And that's a real sacrifice, because it's always better if these things are organized communally, right? The situation that we have, let's just say, in Teaneck right now is completely undesirable. There's no way of keeping track of, you know, people are giving both to discretionary funds and to other organizations and to individual aniyim, but there's no way of really knowing how many tzedakah dollars are really being distributed by the community. That's what we really want to know, so that these are real halachos, aniyah yircha, right, Aniyah Eretz Yisrael, Aniyah Yir Acharis. There are real priorities here, and it's a hefkerus. That it's not meant to be a hefkerus. The Rambam says, taking matters into your own hands is a bidi'eved if the organization, here it's not because the gabay, tzedakah, chas v'shalom, are not neman, it's because we have no organization. Okay, that's, and having no organization is sometimes as bad a problem. Pachos mizah, sheyeda ani miminatal, velo yeda hanosen, kidon gdolei achachamim, there you have it again. Right, so here, right, the Ashir doesn't know, Kivayachal, the Ashir, the Gdolei HaChachamim, as if they were making $1 million a year, right, but they had money, so they're considered the Ashir relative to the Ani, you know, and they would attach the tzedakah to their begadim, and then they would be mafshil l'achoreyim, so the Aniyim would be able to come and take it. The Aniyim would know, okay, obviously I got it from Mar Ukva or whoever it was, as we'll see in the Gemara, but the Aniyim are protected. So the Gemara in Ksubis, this is the Makor for this, Mar Ukva hava Aniyah b'shivuusei davaragol kiyoma b'shadi le'arba azuzei b'tzinora d'dasha. So again, Mar Ukva knew who the Ani was, and he would put it in the hinge of the door. Yom echad amar ezel echzi man ka'avid be'ayi tivusa. So the Ani was like a little curious, he wanted to know, who's being so generous with me? So how yoma nagalei le Marukva the beimedrusha, so asya devisu behade. So it happened to be that Marukva was running late from the base medrash. He's giving the Rambam chabur or whatever it was. So his wife had to get a little bit more involved. Kivan de chaziyut kamatzli le ledasha. So the Ani was waiting, and Marukva and his wife were there. And once he saw that, the door hinge was moving, so the Ani knew this is moment. So navak basrayhu. So he goes out to see who it is. So Marukva and his wife realize that, you know, as they say in spycraft, they're about to be burned. You know, their cover is about to be blown. So ro and mikame, they start flying away. So aili lahayu atuna de avagrufa nura. So they see a perfect hiding place, a hot oven. So hava kamiklayin and kari de Marukva. So Marukva's feet are getting burned in the oven. So amle devisu shokol kareich, lift up your feet, osiv akaroi. So put them on my feet, which are not getting burned. So chalosh daisi. So the chalisha sadas, because he realized his wife is on a higher madrega than he is. So Amar Lai, she says, don't worry about it. Anashchichna begavei devesa mikarva anaisi. That because I'm always in the house, you know, you always are very generous with your ma'os tzedakah. We'll talk about that even more tomorrow, how generous Marukva was. But I was mikari of hanoa l'aniyim. I would give them food. I would give them things that are ready to be consumed on the spot. So my kulei hai, damim arzutra bar tuvia amarav, ramila amarav huna bar bisna, amarav yishum mechasida, ramila amarav yochan, amarav yishum ben yochai, noach lo la'adam, shiyim tzeratzma l'sol chibshan ha'esh, Right. He didn't want to embarrass the Ani, even though the Ani was the one chasing him. You have no, I hope you have an appreciation of how great an expansion this is of this concept. You guys all know the concept, but okay, Sha'al Yabin Pnei Chaver Berabin, but here the Ani was racing after him and he jumped into the oven. So that's an incredible expansion. Minala Mitamar Dechsev Himutzes. Now take a look over at Tosos. Tosos quotes the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. Somehow I didn't remember this, but I thought it was really important to share. He mutzeis, Rabbeinu Chananel garis, mutzeis below Aleph. Not that she was being taken out to be burned at the stake, but lashon vayatzes eish betzion, she was already on fire. That she was willing to really go to the end of the earth with this. So please remember this tosus in the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel, that literally she was a flame. Right before, you know, v'hi shalchal chami alemor. She was willing to do this. This was an amazing, comment about her character. Okay, so now the other direction. Rabbi Abba Havatzayir Zuzei Besudre. This is where the Yediyas Ha'ashir, Yediyas Ha'ani, excuse me, Beli Yediyas Ha'ani, Ha'ashir, I had that backwards. The Ashir knows, the Ani doesn't. Rabbi Abba Havatzayir Zuzei Besudre. V'shadi Leile Achori Mati Navshe Leve'aniye Umatzli Eni Mirama. He would just look around to make sure there weren't any Ramayim around, which is his responsibility. But basically, he would, you know, leave it attached to his clothes so that the aniyim would be able to come. So let me just finish with a line in the Mechaber here about the supremacy and superiority, I should say, of Yediyas Ha'ashir as opposed to Yediyas Ha'ani. Pachos Mizah Shiodeh Anosin Minotin V'lo Yedah Ani Mimilo Keachidon Gdoli Achachamim Sheyohochin B'Seiser U'Mashlichin Amos B'Pischei Aniyim. Right, Mar Ukva is the classical example. Uchaza roi lasos from the Rambam umayla tovahi im ein memunin alatzdaka noagin kishura. So again, mila b'mila, the psak halach of the Rambam. Just one line in the Gon to show you on the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow with the analysis of the Beis Yosef, who really adds something materially. So the Gon says pachos upachos kigon mar ukva rabava makolakom de mar ukva adif she'ein mizboshes klal. Right, the Ani was in a position to decide, will anybody know what's going on? He decided to chase after Mar Ukva and his wife, but he didn't have to do that. But Rav Abba, right, which we saw in the Gemara, Habatzayir Zuzei Besudre Vishadile Leachore, so there is some busha, you know, as far as the Ani is concerned, because he knows that he's really beholden to Rav Abba, and Mirtz Hashem, more on that Nakuda tomorrow.